Welcome to the lesson on building a percussion layer in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes. In this one, we're not just adding a few extra drums on top of a beat. We're designing a secondary rhythmic system that pushes the track forward, gives the bass line something to bounce against, and makes the whole arrangement feel more alive. That's a big difference. In drum and bass, especially in jungle-inspired music, percussion is not decoration. It's pressure, motion, and structure. Think of your track in layers. The breakbeat gives you the body, the bass line gives you the weight, and the percussion layer gives you that nervous energy around the edges. The ticks, shakers, rims, wood hits, little reverses, and ghost notes that make the groove feel expensive and urgent. We're going to build this in a DJ-friendly way too, so the track works as a proper intro, drop, switch up, and outro. That means every sound has a job. Nothing is there just to fill space. Let's start with the project setup. Set your tempo between 170 and 174 BPM. If you want that classic old-school jungle feel, 172 BPM is a really sweet spot. Then create three groups: drums, perc layer, and bass. Keeping the percussion separate from the main break is a smart move because it gives you cleaner control over the groove, the processing, and the arrangement. Inside the perc layer group, make two MIDI tracks, one for perc loop and one for perc hits. This separation is super useful. The loop gives you steady forward motion. The hits give you response, punctuation, and phrase changes. On the perc loop track, load up drum rack, fill it with a handful of short percussive sounds. You do not need a huge kit. In fact, too many sounds can make the groove messy fast. Start with a closed hat, a shaker, a rim or wood hit, a light conga or tom tick, a reverse percussion blip, and maybe a tiny cymbal tick or metallic click. Now write a simple two-bar pattern. Keep it lean. Hats can sit on the offbeats, shakers can run in 16ths with some gaps, and the rim or wood hits can answer the main snare. Leave space. That is really important. In this style, silence is part of the rhythm. If every slot is filled, the pattern stops breathing and you lose that forward pull. A good rule is to leave around 20 to 30% of the loop empty. That space is what makes the groove hit harder when the notes do land. Use velocity variation too. Don't let everything hit at the same strength. A little dynamic movement goes a long way. As a rough starting point, hats might live around 45 to 75 velocity, shakers around 25 to 55, and a rim or wood hits around 60 to 90. The exact numbers matter less than the feeling of contrast. To give it that jungle swing, open the groove pool and apply a light shuffle feel to the MIDI clip. Try timing around 55 to 58%, velocity around 10 to 20%, and keep randomness very low. We want groove, not sloppiness. Jungle rhythm feels alive because of placement and pocket, not because it's messy. Now listen to the loop in context and make it react to the main break. That's a big upgrade at this level. Don't just stack percussion on a grid and hope it works. Place hits where the break already creates motion, and use your extra percussion to answer that motion. For example, put a tiny rim or tick just before the snare, then a small hat burst right after it. Maybe add a pickup hit leading into the next bar. You want that call and response feeling. The bass says something, the percussion answers. That's one of the core ideas in DNB. The groove is conversational. Now let's shape the sound so it sits properly above the break and doesn't fight the low end. On the perc loop track, add EQ 8 first. High pass it fairly aggressively, somewhere around 180 to 300 HC. In a lot of cases, especially with jungle percussion, you might even push that higher. The rule is simple. If it doesn't need low end, remove it. Then check for any harshness in the 3 to 6 KHC range. If a sample is pokey or biting too hard, make a gentle cut there. If it needs a bit more air, a subtle boost around 8 to 12 KHC can help. After EQ, add drum bus. Keep it subtle. A little drive can add weight, and a little crunch can bring out the texture. If you need more attack, a small transient boost can help the hits pop. But don't overdo the boom on this layer. The percussion should live above the low-end foundation, not become part of it. Then add saturator for a bit more edge. A small amount goes a long way here. Maybe 1.5 to 4 dB of drive, with soft clip turned on. If you push this too hard, the loop can lose its shape and just turn into noise. The goal is attitude, not destruction. If the loop feels too static, autopan can add some subtle motion. Keep it gentle. A rate of 1/4 or 1/8 with a small amount can make the layer breathe without making the stereo image feel weird. This works especially well in darker rollers where you want movement that you feel more than hear. Now let's switch to perc hits. On this track, use simpler with a few chopped percussion samples or short break fragments. This is your response layer. These are the little statements that sit around the groove and give it character. Think rim shots after the snare, reversed hits into a phrase change, tiny toms that mirror the bass rhythm, and metallic touches that land at the end of a bar. A useful way to program these is to hit after the snare, before the next kick, or right into a transition. Keep them short and clean. Set simpler to classic or one-shot mode, with a fast attack, short decay, and a release that doesn't ring too long. If a hit starts clashing with the bass line, carve it out with EQ8 and cut below 200 to 400 Hz pretty aggressively. That low mid space belongs to the bass and the main drum system. At this point, start thinking about the bass line too. This is where a lot of people miss the chance to make the track feel professional. The percussion layer should not ignore the bass line. It should work with it. Look at where your bass is landing. If it's stuttering on the offbeat, let the percussion reinforce that. If it has a glide or a long note, answer it with a little percussive pickup when the movement ends. If the bass leaves space, use that space for a shaker accent or a rim response. That is how you get the track feeling alive instead of looped. And here is a really useful rule. If the bass line is busy, keep the percussion sparse. If the bass line is minimal, you can let the percussion get a little more active. The two parts should balance each other, not compete. Now let's bring in movement and arrangement. Automation is where this starts feeling like a real record instead of a static loop. Over 8 or 16 bars, you can automate auto filter cutoff, saturator drive, drum bus transient, or even the reverb, send on specific hits. For an intro, you might low pass the percussion a bit so it feels filtered and distant. Then gradually open it up before the drop. In the drop, keep it brighter and tighter, but still stripped of low-end clutter. In a switch-up, you might add a short echo or a reverse tail to signal a change. Resampling is another big jungle trick. Route the perk loop and perk hits to a new audio track, record a few bars, then chop the best moments into new clips. Reverse a tail, stretch a tiny fragment, or pull out one little fill to use as a transition hit. This is where the sound starts getting that gritty, human, slightly broken edge that makes old-school inspired DNB feel authentic. Now let's talk about structure, because this is where the percussion layer really earns its place in the track. For a DJ-friendly arrangement, think in clear sections. A strong intro might be 16 bars of percussion and drums without the full bass. That gives DJs a clean place to mix. Then a 16-bar build can introduce filtered bass hints and increase the percussion energy. The drop brings in the full bass line, the break, and the main percussion layer. After that, a switch-up or a breakdown can pull one percussion element away and replace it with a fill or reverse hit. Finally, the outro strips the bass first and leaves enough percussion and drums for easy beat matching out. That approach works really well in jungle and old-school DNB because the percussion can gradually reveal the tune rather than all hitting at once. In the intro, let it feel filtered, sparse, and mix-friendly. In the drop, make it more functional and pressure-focused. Shorter transients, tighter stereo, less wash, more punch. You can even vary the percussion personality between the first and second halves of the track. Make one version cleaner and tighter, and another rougher and more chopped for the later sections. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't layer too many top sounds. If every high frequency slot is occupied, the groove loses focus. Second, don't let percussion land too hard on top of the snare unless that clash is intentional. Third, don't leave too much low end in the percussion layer. High pass it and keep the bass dominant. Fourth, don't overswing the pattern. A moderate shuffle is enough. Too much and the groove stops feeling confident. Fifth, don't make the layer so bright that it becomes harsh. If it hurts around 3 to 6 kHz, tame it. And most importantly, don't ignore the bass line. In DNB, bass and percussion are in conversation. If you want a more advanced approach, try thinking of the percussion layer as a performance system instead of a loop. Use contrast, not constant activity. Make the percussion react to the break. Keep the attack profile short and decisive. Change things in 4, 8, and 16 bar phrases. Check the groove at low volume. If it still pushes forward when turned down, the timing is doing the work. And use mono as a reality check. If the groove disappears in mono, it might be depending too much on stereo effects instead of actual rhythmic strength. Here's a really practical exercise to finish. Set your project to 172 BPM. Build a 2-bar perk loop in drum rock using just 4 sounds, hat, shaker, rim, and metallic tick. Apply a shuffle groove around 55 to 58% timing. High pass the loop at about 220 Hz with EQ8. Add drum bus with light drive and a little transient enhancement. Then create a perk hits track with two or three chopped one-shots for call and response. Write an 8-bar arrangement with a filtered intro and a brighter variation with one fill. Then check the percussion against a bassline loop and remove anything that competes. Finally, resample 4 bars and chop one reversed fill for the transition. If you do that, you'll end up with a percussion layer that doesn't just sit on top of the track, it drives the track. That's the goal. So remember the big picture. Percussion in DNB is arrangement, groove, and bass support. Keep it separate from the main break. Use swing with discipline. High pass aggressively. Shape it with Ableton's stock tools. Arrange it for intro, drop, switch up, and outro. And make the bass line and percussion respond to each other. Do that well, and your tune will feel a lot more like a real jungle or roller's record, and a lot less like a loop with extra hats on top.